The Kiss of Death. Now, I put this together for Q. Island Gal Q. I said, you know what? Not only is it important for me to not ignore this story, but it's also important for me to bring visibility to it because y'all keep telling me, Anton, come to Houston. It's all of the fly girls there. You might meet a couple girls that you want to fly out and sit in the back on a black couch in the back of you. And I'd be like, I don't know about that because every single time that I think about Houston, I think of broke. Yes, the mayor said that the city of Houston is broke and operating at a deficit. Also, Houston is the new Atlanta. I think of so many different combined diseases. You can get a 2-for-1. You can sleep with a girl one night and get two diseases in the same time. I think of a lot of things. And then I look at this and I say, Harpo, what the heck is this at the bottom of my screen? Harpo, who is this? What's going on? I'm going to give it to y'all from the horse's mouth, and I want y'all to understand it. Now, let me preface this also by saying that this is not for the light at heart. You guys may want to turn your screen down, may want to turn the TV down if you're over in a daycare. And then also on top of that, if you are sensitive to what I've come across as one of the most brutal murders probably in Houston, and that's what they're saying as officials over in Houston, one of the most brutal things that they've ever seen somebody do in life, then you may want to go ahead and click off for the next 10 minutes, actually 9 minutes and 21 seconds, 18, 17, 16. You might want to click off for a little bit and so we can get this off. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, turn on your notifications. If you have not already, make sure you tap into the Patreon. The link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Check it out.
One of Houston's most horrifying murders caught on camera.
And it happened in full view of neighbors in a subdivision near the Gulf Freeway in the Pecan Park neighborhood. ABC 13's Brooke Taylor is joining us now here in the studio.
Yeah, and Brooke, this really shocked a lot of us here in the newsroom.
It did, and sources close to this case tell me that this is some of the most horrifying footage they have seen in their careers. Police haven't said if the victim knew the killer, but they're hoping that a neighbor's video leads to a quick conviction and justice for his family.
Only on 13, deeply disturbing and shocking video of a murder in broad daylight. On May 3rd, the victim, Steven Anderson, is walking on Woodridge Square Drive to pick up his mail, sources tell us. He turns around at the sound of a screeching car speeding right into him. We're pausing the video.
So I'm very glad, and I had to source the right news source in order to make sure that, you know, it didn't show anything that we shouldn't be showing on YouTube or that would censor the video and make it an 18 and up video or whatever like that. But can you imagine walking out to get the mail and then you see a Dodge Charger coming at you at full speed? That's crazy.
Right before he gets hit, the car reverses and hits him again, pushing him further into the street. Neighbors are on the phone, frantically calling 911.
They want us to turn him over.
Another neighbor comes out with a pillow. And that's when the suspect, Karen Fisher, identified in court records as...
Wait. All right, so I was confused. Give me a second. So they out there, everybody trying to call the police. They call in an ambulance. People put a pillow out there. The dude is literally dying out in the street. And then the person, which I now have realized when I had looked at this, that is a grown man, a biological male. A biological male that not only ran him, hit him, backed up over him, then parked the car and got out in front of everybody. Check this out.
And that's when the suspect, Karen Fisher, identified in court records as a man, but also described as she by police, returns with a knife in hand. The suspect yanks and flips Anderson over, straddles him, and kisses him. We're not showing what happens next because it's too graphic, but that's when police say Fisher stabs him 9 times. She casually walks off as if nothing happened and neighbors just watch. She then tries getting into another car while talking to witnesses.
Heck no, you ain't getting
when
in my car.
Unsuccessful, she leaps over the body and walks away.
It's very disturbing, yeah, because, you know, I have kids here, so.
So let me ask another question, because I'm not really sure how it plays out in Houston. And it's so many thoughts that we have to go through with this whole situation. But I'm not really sure how it works in Houston. But if somebody in broad daylight walks out, runs you over, backs up over you, everybody comes out, calling the police, calling the ambulance. Then they get out with no shoes on in the daytime, walk over to you, kiss you on the forehead, and then stab you 9 times, a grown man. And it says that they identify as a man, so don't sit here and tell me that we don't really care about it. A grown man walks over to you dressed like a woman, stabs you 9 times after kissing you on the forehead. Ain't nobody got no guns? I thought that Houston was a part of Texas. Can somebody please confirm to me that Houston is a part of Texas? Ain't nobody got no guns? None of the neighbors got no guns. So y'all just sitting there watching this man get bludgeoned to death and stabbed to death. And ain't nobody got no pistols? Not a shotgun, not a pistol, not a rifle, not a hunting rifle, nothing. Everybody just sitting there walking. And then they walk over and try to get into another car. Is Houston a real place? Has Houston bypassed Atlanta and become the Chicago of the South? Has Houston bypassed Atlanta and become Chicago of the South? What is up with everybody? Nobody had nothing to stop this?
Our kids could have been out here playing, and imagine that.
20-year-old Karen Fisher is in jail tonight, charged with murdering the 64-year-old. Her bond is set at $2 million. Charged with murdering this.
And imagine that.
20-year-old Karen Fisher is in jail tonight.
Did they say 20-year-old?
Our kids could have been out here playing, and imagine that.
20-year-old Karen Fisher is in jail tonight, charged with murdering the 64-year-old. Her bond is set at $2 million.
Broad daylight, it was.
And they gave her bond. Listen, I don't care if it's $2 million. They literally gave this thing bond. They gave it bond. Now, you know what's so funny and what makes this even more relevant is just before this segment of the show, we was just talking about Harrison Butker, right? The Chiefs kicker. And we was having a conversation and everybody is trying to cancel him because he don't want to be politically correct and he just want to call it what it is. And he said, listen, it's demonic forces out here and people are out of control and we outside of purpose and we need to stand firm on what our principles are, especially as established by the church that I believe in. And then right after that, we head right over to Houston and people are mad at him. And then they literally just watched a man get bludgeoned and ran over to death in Houston. And the person just so happened to be a biological male that's 20 years old, that's running over people and just walking casually and then skipping, did the little gay skip right over him. Yes, it's a guy. It's a guy. It's a biological male. It said that the person actually identifies as a male, even though the police called them a she.
People were, it was a busy intersection. It happened
look
right,
at this.
Right under our.
They looking, they driving by, they watching. It's a busy intersection.
Our noses, you know.
Just truly so shocking. I spoke to neighbors that you saw in that video. They are still traumatized by that, as you can imagine. One woman even told me that she hasn't been to work and is trying to find a therapist.
This is a heavy story right here, and it's hard to get some context here as well, Brooke. Now, we know the suspect's 20 years old. Have they been in trouble before?
You know, the night that this happened, she was also charged with assaulting a nurse at Ben Taub Hospital. And we checked records, and back in 2023, she was charged with evading arrest, and she's been on a 5-year community supervision from that. We also found a prostitution charge from 2021.
Yep. Sounds like tricking gone wrong. Yep. Same thing as when that chick just took out that dude over $60. It looked like this, except for that person was a grown man, and they went over there with a knife and they said, listen, you're going to pay for what you did, and I don't care who watching, everybody going to suffer as a result of it. So Houston, I've never seen anything this brutal in my entire life, let alone within your state. You guys win the award for most brutal murder of the year. I'm not sure it can get any worse than that. So shout out to Houston. Hey, somebody send this over to Island Gal Q. As a matter of fact, don't worry about it. We'll do a separate video for the Anton Daniels channel just to make sure that she sees it. Shout out to Houston. Y'all out here running amok out here in these streets. I want to give